from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trailblazers saw the debut of Donovan Clingan on Saturday in a loss to the San Antonio Spurs, 83-77. Blazers came out the gate. They did not look sharp. They were trailing by a boatload, including 18 points in the third quarter. But they rallied back, made a run at it, and still ended up losing, but made a respectable in that game. And of note out of that, yesterday, the San Antonio Spurs shut down Stephon Castle for the rest of the summer league because of a wrist sprain when he went down, tumbled down, went on that wrist. Did not look good.
Yeah. Well, look, and let's face it, I mean, when it comes down to it in these summer league games, the end result, the final score is not what you're looking at.
Health.
That's not what you're paying attention to.
No, and look, Overreaction Monday, people are going to be all over the map with this Blazers team, especially with Donovan Clingan, the 7th overall selection. And I always will say I take summer league with a grain of salt, whether it's Bronny James or Alex Saar, Zach Rizichet, or Donovan Clingan down at 7. I think it's fantastic because it's a way to dip your toe into what the NBA is before going against, you know, all stars and all NBA guys.
Yeah.
And you saw exactly what it is with Donovan Clingan and the Blazers, especially when you have some teams have been playing down in the California League before, or Utah and Salt Lake City. You saw for the Blazers, though, a slow start. And it looked like a speed adjustment was there, especially for Donovan Clingan. And he was a little gassed early. And he was a tad slow on rotations, on closeouts. The first half, it was ugly for everybody, including the 7th overall pick. But Clingan and everyone else, it looked like the game started to slow down a little bit in that second half, right? Everything from Clingan looked sharper. In my opinion, offensively, I'm putting it all aside.
Yeah.
It is game one. And we also need to reframe this whole thing with, the Blazers did not draft Donovan Clingan because of his offensive prowess.
Yeah, well, he's also not out there on the court with many guys that he's going to be playing with.
I believe, and from what we did see, you can see the framework there where settling into a solid offensive player, viable on the offensive end, sure. Mm-hmm. But it was offensively, I take it out and I just say, I'm going to take everything summer league with a grain of salt. But what you could see in that, everything from Clingan in that second half looked a lot better than what we saw in the first half. His athleticism isn't that of like a plus athletic big where you're not going to be expecting him to guard, you know, 1 through 5 or hell 3 through 5. but you see the movement, you saw his ability to screen, and look, he's a rim protector and a rebounder. And what we saw in that second half was 100% what you are going to kind of expect from him. Five block shots, he was a rim protector, but I loved what I heard from him after the game as well, in that we saw his ability where, you know, guys aren't going to be running circles around him. Rotations were a little bit slow. Closeouts were a little bit slow at times during that game. But the framework in the athleticism that you want to see, it's there from Donovan Clingan. And when you heard him talk after the game, I think that this is a piece that the mentality in the makeup of what the Blazers are getting is why they took him at 7 overall.
I'm hard on myself. I'm going to say nothing. You know, I feel like maybe had a, you know, attacked the glass offensively. You know, I had a couple offensive rebounds that, you know, were good. But, you know, I got to rebound the ball better. I got to, you know, finish stronger. I got to shoot better. And, you know, I got to be an elite rim protector.
And you saw flashes of that. But he also went on to say that, look, there were some floaters. There was one that Castle, I think, in the second quarter, he kind of went through and got a floater over the top of him, where he's saying, you know, those are the plays that I need to have better timing, and that's going to take a little bit of recognition, and that is okay. When you do not have, when you're drafting a player and he's a rookie and he's in the summer league and he is not, you know, drafted as a scorer, as an offensive threat, it's going to look a lot different. Yeah. And you're not going to have eye popping. He only scored two. He's what, 1 of 8, 0 for 3 from three.
Yep.
But you sat there and you said, okay, yeah, we'll see what that, he said he was a shooter and he has the ability to shoot. We'll see it play out. And that's one of the things that, you know, game one, didn't see that outside shot, but you saw it's not like some broken shot where you're like, oh no, don't do that.
Right.
Just stay away from that. There's going to be lumps and there's going to be some rough road.
Yeah.
Hopefully you start seeing him settle in more offensively. You started to see the comfort in even in that second half. And then you kind of take those building blocks. As this texter on the Vancouver Forward text line says, I also knew Lillard was legit based on summer league. Yeah. But that was a guy who came into the league as, this dude is a scorer. He's a bucket getter. Yes. Jared Bayless also looked legit in summer league too. He was a summer league MVP.
Exactly. Yeah. And just because you see the good in the summer league does not mean that that always translates, and the same with the bad. And also when it comes to this season, look, nobody's expecting this Portland Trailblazers team to go from the fourth worst record in the league to all of a sudden be a playoff team, right? Where this team's going to have its lumps and it's going to have its bruises, and you didn't draft Donovan Clingan at number 7 to be a difference maker this year and take you and have you make that leap.
Donovan Clingan after the game talking about his offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no matter, you know, how poorly, you know, you play on the offensive end, you know, that shouldn't affect your defense. You know, defense wins ball games, so, you know, you got to protect the rim at a high level. You got to, you know, help your team win, and that's all I want to do. You know, so I was just trying to be the best defender, and, you know, because I knew offensively tonight was not my night.
I think that right there, Rust, and what you were talking about is with a full complement, and I don't know if we're going to even get that this year, because a full complement would mean you've got shooters on the perimeter that are knockdown guys, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That when you, the offense makes sense around a guy like, and this is where Portland is at right now. They're trying to find pieces that fit together with the number 3 overall pick last year, with the number 7 overall pick this year, and then hopefully what will be a top 5 pick. And you just kind of have to build the roster and make sense around, once we get that elite score, once we get that guy who is a creator, scorer, perimeter, and at the rim, right? The creator, that is when you go, okay, this is making sense. If you have a situation where Donovan Clingan or Anthony Simons are on the floor, it'll look a lot different defensively than what we saw on Saturday, which was, look, first half was brutal to watch.
Yeah.
That was look between your fingers offensively, because you had Ryan Rupaire who came out, and we're talking about Clingan looking slow on rotations. Ryan Rupaire had 6 turnovers in the first half of that game. You had also Chris Murray with the most Chris Murray stat line. It doesn't matter if he's playing like in summer league or the NBA, he'll have like 4 for 9. Couple of rebounds, couple assists, be productive. 9-point game, right?
Yeah.
That's who he is, and we're hoping that we see an elevation in a next step taken. It looked very reminiscent of what we saw at in the later stages of last year with Chris Murray, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But when you don't have that bona fide score, because that, I mean, Justin Manaya?
Yeah.
Rupaire looked far different in the second half as he did in the first half, just like Klingon did. Everybody kind of got that big exhale after that first half. Nobody was playing well in that first half of that game. Mm-hmm. And that was a brutal watch. That's why I said, having watched that on the DVR, I'm so thankful that I did that because I read like three articles before I watched a game. So yeah. I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, this is what we're going to get. This is what I'm getting myself into. It was a tough watch.
Yeah.
Early second half, everybody looked a lot more comfortable in Klingon and Rupaire especially.
And you have to remember too that basically on Saturday night he doesn't have NBA playmakers getting the ball to him.
Absolutely not.
Which is a lot of the reason why it would have been nice to see Scoot come play for a game and a half, maybe two games, to see what kind of a chemistry they can develop. But yeah, it you don't have an NBA guy there. The only other teammates of his are Rupaire and Chris Murray and Manaya. And that's, you know, and look, those are all, to be fair, they're end of the bench guys. Yep. They're 11, 12, 13, 14.
And there is something that I did see, like Ryan Rupaire. I think this is going to be another growth type season. And when mm-hmm. they drafted him last year, it was like, hey, you're looking at 2 to 3 years until yeah. you figure out, you know what you got.
And if he can turn out to be a Batum like thing or even a, I don't even care if he's just like a diet Batum.
Well,
you know what I mean?
One thing that you saw even in that game, and it translated to nothing offensively for them, but that comfort level and just the knowing what to do and where to be. Mm-hmm. If you watch away from ball, and this is something that I was watching a lot of Ryan Rupaire, was as the ball was kind of swinging around the floor, you saw him rotationally on the offensive side of the ball start to move and find those soft spots, right? Mm-hmm. You're seeing a little bit of growth instead of the, I'm just going to sit in the corner, I'm going to watch the ball, which we saw a lot of last year from a lot of different Portland Trailblazers. But you saw Rupaire especially, and Murray has kind of always done a really good job of this, is the movement on the backside and kind of moving up, finding that soft spot, looking for the open shot and kind of that be ready position. You're seeing a little bit of growth there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a summer league game.
Yeah.
It's the first summer league game. Let's not overreact to anything that's happening here.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what the big one for me with Donovan Klingon is. I'll disagree with this Vancouver Ford texter. Klingon is a white stiff, another wasted pick, zero skills in offense, and will get torched by athletic bigs.
Yeah, I don't. That's
That is one we're way too early to to tell on any of that.
Yeah.
But the offensive prowess is they didn't draft him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now.
No.
We will see where he's going to be at. I'm throwing up a poll at Danny and Dusty right now. I want to get Blazer fans' feedback on it, though. Your overreaction Monday on Donovan Klingon in his debut for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Well, and what's nice with these young guys that they do have there is that the difference between like a Rupaire and a Chris Murray is Rupaire is that like super high ceiling guy. You don't know what he can become. Chris Murray is one of those, you kind of know what he is, and he doesn't have that higher ceiling, but his floor is higher than like Rupaire's floor, right? So you know what he can become. Yeah. Rupaire, you've got the ideas, and same with Klingon, because with the offense, look, he can go out and maybe he can shoot that three and stretch the offense out there, but you know that he can be a guy in the key that will make things terribly difficult for other teams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.